God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today is Wednesday, February 25th, 2025. Hey, I just finished my Zoom fellowship, you guys. You know what? This sharing is about the fruit of my labor. Yes, it's the fruit. I know the last time I shared about, you know, bearing much fruit. Now the fruit of my labor. Oh my God, it's so amazing. Today I had three new people in my Zoom, and two of which, of course, I met at Costco, and then Jim, who's been coming to my Zooms, has invited somebody, Brother Robert, who is from Kenya. You know, it just melt my heart away. Before, I used to come on my Zoom and it was just me on the Zoom. And then, of course, there's Glenna, and occasionally, sometimes Laura will come in. Thank you, Laura, for supporting my Zoom. And then now, out of nowhere, it is from somewhere, here they come. You know, it just fills my heart with joy because I know I've had my Zoom for over a year, and sometimes, oh, it's not really lonely, but, you know, it's just me. But that's okay. Even if it's just me, it's me and God. And I still share. I still talk. And now it's like I'm envisioning now my screen on my computer would just be tons of new laborers. But they're coming on, you guys. They're popping like popcorn. And honestly, I just began. That was a little over a year ago. And I'm seeing and tasting the goodness of God in this. This is the fruit of my labor, the rewards that I've talked about. You know, my heart was just so tickled to see these new people come on. I don't know, but God knows who they are. And, right, that's one of our fundamentals. We pray for a laborer that's worth a million. We don't know. I don't know who they are, but God knows. We simply talk about God, be his mouthpiece, be his representative. Part two, he will do the rest. Again, I say God is the heart nudger, heart changer to these people. And he knows who they are. I don't know. But again, you know, I'm seeing great and mighty things. It's just exploding. And my heart is just so filled with joy and just really thanking God for what he's doing. He knows he's got big plans for each and every one of us. Our job, we just begin. You know, we just tell him who God is and whether people needs to be restored and have them come back to God or they want to know God, where it starts right here and right now. And so we talked about a few things like Jim. I know that he prayed for the restoration of his marriage right now, and thankfully, you know, he talked so openly being an ex-alcoholic. And, you know, that's huge. I mean, for people to really, really come out of that and be transparent and talk about that situation in their lives. That's, to me, it's very personal, right? But he was very open about that. He continues to pray about it. And then look at this. He invited a brother from Kenya. His name is Brother Robert, and he actually runs a orphanage in Kenya, okay? And bless his heart, man, he talks about it. He's at the very ground floor of it, at the very bottom, but his heart is so big. He's got 18 kids that's already in his orphanage. And, you know, that brought to mind with me, and I shared about it in Zoom, about George Mueller, because George Mueller, you know, he ran an orphanage from nothing as well. And I remember one of his biggest testimony was, you know, he didn't really have the money, the means, and all of that to run an orphanage, but his heart was so there. As a matter of fact, the orphanage, one of the orphanage is in Bristol, England. So when I was blessed enough to go and visit UK, it's practically in Lawrence's and Kim's backyard. And there was a museum there. And one of the biggest testimony that really stood out about George Mueller was one day, he gathered all the kids, orphan kids, on the breakfast table. They didn't have any milk. And then so he prayed, and then he prayed for the milk. Like 2 minutes later, there was a knock on his door. The milkman's truck just, broke down. And then you guess what? He brought in tons of bottles of milk. And man, what an answer to prayer. Whether it's in 2 seconds, 2 minutes, God is always there, and it is his timing. But what a beautiful testimony. So this brother, Robert from Kenya, who attended my Zoom, said, wow, that really encouraged him to, build up the orphanage some more. Sometimes, yes, you just got to start from the ground level. Whatever's your desire with God, okay, give it to him. Like, I know it's been really big for me and really envisioning the Philippine laborers. I don't know when, but God knows when. My heart is there. I am desiring it. I know right now it's at that stage where God is just orchestrating all of this, and he's going to put all the people together, connect with me, and I'm connected with them, kind of a thing. And it's beautiful because then I am keeping encouraged, and also it's building up my believing in having to make this Philippine laborers comes to pass. It's been really in my heart, and I know that's my desire. I've given it to God. I'm envisioning it, and I know it's going to come to fruition in God's timing. So I stay put. Yeah, I stay praying about it, requesting to God, and in the meantime, God is already at work. I see you guys. The vision is there, and the fruition, it's gonna come. It's gonna be one big testimony. But anyway, yes, the fruit of my labor as I go back. Wow, three new people in this Zoom. Who would have thought? This is God's thoughts, not mine. I just labor. I just do. I just begin. And as I do, God, I'm following your lead on this. I don't know where these people are going to come, but you know who they are. You know where they are. So I'm so blessed beyond measure, you guys, because here's the thing that I've talked about with my other sharings, because as the deliverance is taking place, God's showing me great and mighty things, and it's just so exciting. I'm so excited, you guys. I don't know. I know what I don't know, but I know that God is going to unfold more blessing in my life as I walk with him here the most perfect and excellent way. I stay focused. He's my direct access. I continue to go to him first and foremost and give him everything, all my energy, everything that I've got, and it's beautiful, you guys. I just feel so rewarded, man. As I've seen my screen on my computer, wow, three new faces. And now, like with Jim, he invited Brother Robert from Kenya. I didn't know that was coming, and you just don't know. You invite people, you don't know where their heart's at or what really is. Are they really seeking God? And some of them, like I've had few people come in, come off, they drop off, and all of that. Okay, God, you're purging, but that's okay. This is like a, what do you call this? A practice, so to speak. And also, God is purging. Whoever wants to be there, they'll stay. Otherwise, okay, go. And this is where they're being fed. And I'm very excited about that too, because Lawrence has taught us This is where you're fed, you're being nourished, then you can let them know about honoring their first fruits. Oh my God, another huge thing, right? As you honor your first fruits, God will multiply, right? God is in the business of multiplication and addition. It's never subtract or division. It's always multiplication. And I see that, I look at that, it's my encouragement. Man, if Jesus Christ can do that, he can also, God can do this to me as well. And I we also talked about when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, right? He still hung around on earth for how many days? And then he said to his disciples as he was leaving earth, I'm passing the baton. You guys now are the little Jesus Christ here on earth. You do that, but I will be back. And who did he talk that to? His most closest laborers, his disciples. And of course, they did their thing. The baton was passed, and boy, did they carry it with such conviction, right? Just like how we are now. We are that laborers for God. And for me, I'm a laborer. I'm also a minister. I go to God every day. Father, show me what to do. Sometimes I really don't know, but God knows. And so then he puts me in situations where here I am. I have these three new people in Zoom. My heart is just melting in a way that, yeah, that's the reward. We stay put. God says, be still and know that I am God. There will be a lot of, trials and tribulations, challenges, and all of that as you walk in this earth. But you know what? God is bigger. He's bigger than all of it. So I'm very excited. Now laborers are popping like popcorn, and God's working it. I really am not hard working really hard. I mean, my job is just to talk about God and be his mouthpiece. And then God puts it in front of me because that's what I ask. If God puts or people to me that are not interested, I'm just wasting my time. Waste of time, waste of energy. Have to move on. People that are serious to be laborers, just like me, just like you guys, you're ready to go. In season, out of season, whatever season of life that you are in. I know that we go through different seasons in our lives, but one thing I know, the real season that I'm in is always I'm laboring for God. That's my purpose in life. I want that. I desire it. And I want to move with God all the time, moment by moment. And God is going to blow you away because he'll put it right in front of your face and ask for it, desire it. God, yeah, I want these laborers, Father, that are very serious. And in the meantime, I'm really learning so much what God is showing me and what God is entrusting me with being that laborer for him and being that good steward to cultivate and nourish it. I just continue to have my Zoom fellowship. Make that platform available. Give that invitation to people. They come, they don't, they don't. But it's made available. And the best thing is I just begun, okay? And the journey is beautiful because again, God's my labor for God I'm just so blessed beyond measure. Yep, the fruit of my labor, it can happen to you guys too. So just keep going to God, ask him to put these serious labors right in front of you. Okay, tell them, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. I know, Jason, that's your lifetime verse, and it just really sticks. As you labor for God, you're also seeking. seeking for these laborers. And as you seek, God will put it right in front of you. One thing that also one of my lifetime verses is in Psalm 139, 28. It says there, "Seek me, O Lord, and know my heart, and show me life everlasting." I think that that verse really leaps out of me. It is just so sweet and tender and so personal. God, if there's anything in me that needs correction, that needs redirecting, repositioning, whatever it is, God, I'm seeking you, and show me. Show me that life everlasting. And if you know it's a life everlasting, it's got to be from God. So I'm just so excited about laborers, new laborers, because they're here and now. And God, keep requesting. Show me, God, even just that one who's worth a million. But now these three new people came on. What are you telling me, Father? You are really a God in the business of multiplying, in the business of adding. What a great, big, wonderful God that we have. We, as we wake up in the morning, have that attitude, gratitude. Thank God for what he's given you. And thank God for what he's showing you. It is learning, and everything takes a process. And in this process, I'm learning so much that I can't even contain myself. The joy that I'm experiencing in my life, it can happen to me. It can happen to you. So keep going to God again. What a joy to see that God is doing great and mighty things. And to me right now, the fruit of my labor, if, as a laborer for God, very exciting. What a joy in my heart to see this. And so, yeah, you guys, that's my sharing this week again. Very excited, continuing to look to God for everything and continuing to ask God and requesting for these serious laborers. And you will see the fruit of your labor and bearing much fruit. I love you guys. God bless you.